Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Father, fill us to full and overflow.
Let praises rise from the inside of me.
Father, may you delight
in the inside of me.
From the inside of me.
Oh, all I know,
right now. The altar is open. Confess it before Him. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto You, Father, which is my reasonable service. Now fill me, Father, right where I am. Fill me. Fill my mind. Fill my thoughts. There's none of me, and there's all of You.
Fill my life until all they see is You, Lord. Is that Your desire, to be filled of the Lord, to be so in tune with Him that they see God in everything You do? They see God in every place You go, and all that You walk, and all that You talk, the things You speak, you exude the Lord coming out of You. Good evening, and good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Light of Fortin broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle. We are live here in Atlanta, Georgia, and it is an exciting time to be a part of the body of Christ, to witness experiences and the moves of God. It's just a high time in the Lord. I am excited and in anticipation of what the Lord is going to do in this new year, and what He has prepared just for me, and what He is doing in the body of Christ, that I am connected and can just be a part of the move of God. I just am excited. I am happy that you've joined us this evening. We want to let you know that we would not be a broadcast, or we would not have a need for the Light of Putney if it had not been for you that tune in with us every Sunday evening. And we want to give honor to the Butterfields, who provide us with this platform every Sunday evening. We just thank them. They are part of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, and give them honor for presenting us with the opportunity to spread the word through this live broadcast. And we want to just acknowledge Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, the presiding prelate of Light of the World and Light of the World Covenant Fellowship Ministries, and want to make sure that you know that if it had not been on the Lord that has been on our side, we have no idea where we'd be. And so we are thankful that Your presence is here. So the Lord is on our side because You are here. The Lord is on our side because we are gathered together in the midst of this trying time. And so we give glory, honor, and praise. We want to make sure that we thank Pastor Kimberly Black, who is the host, along with myself, for the Light of Portland broadcast. She is the pastor of Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. She is an awesome woman of God, and we are so grateful to be connected with her, to do the work of the Lord and have a partner that you know that no matter what comes, they have your back, and that we can love the Lord and we can love each other and we can do the work of the Lord without any hesitation, because we know that we have each other's back. And she is with us this evening, and she will be bringing the announcements to us this evening. So we want to just say that we appreciate you. I appreciate you, and so grateful to work arm in arm with you. Pastor West, you're live on the air.
Good evening, Pastor Sherelle. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and we're to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth unto all generation. To our Light of Portland audience, family, friends, these are our announcements, and I hope and pray that you would govern yourselves accordingly and that you can find the time to venture out and partake in some of these events that are happening in our city. The Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, Pastor J.W. Matt Hennessy, Senior Servant, invites you to join them for the 14th Annual Drum Major Ecumenical Services. Their theme for this year is Now is Still the Time. They will be having a scholarship benefit and awards luncheon on Saturday, January 18th, from 12 to 2. And this event is free, but they are asking for a donation. So if you don't have any money, you can still come and fellowship and just see all of the community members that will be receiving awards, people in our community that have served our community, and the young people that will be receiving scholarships. You will be able to share with them and their families during this time. That's at 12 noon to 2. And on their guest speaker for Saturday is Miss Adams. And then on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, Empower the Dream Annual Interfaith Service will take place that afternoon. That's on Sunday. The speaker will be Dr. Miles Davis of Linfield College. The address for Vancouver Avenue is 3138 North Vancouver Avenue. That's right here in the City of Roses. That is Saturday and Sunday, January 18th and the 19th. And then we want to invite your attention to the 35th annual We Shall Overcome to Carry the Torch Till Victory is Won, a tribute to the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., will be held on Monday, January 20th from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Highland UCC. Highland UCC is located at 7600 Northeast Gleason Street. This is sponsored by a production of the World Arts Foundation Incorporated. And we want to encourage you, if you don't have anything, there will be a lot of singing, dancing, speakers going on. And so it's from 11 to 6, and you are welcome to come and join in with the celebration. Also want to make this announcement from Men Building Men. I gave the wrong date this morning to the Greater St. Stephen's Church family, so we still have time. Men Building Men, this fourth Sunday has been declared yellow, fourth Sunday. So on Sunday, January 26th, Men Building Men cordially invites all the churches across our city to join in and wear yellow. Since New Year's Eve in the city of Portland, there has been so many killings and so many gang shootings that this organization wants the church to stand up and be the caution. And it says, join us with churches across the city as we take a visible stand against the gun violence that is traumatizing, killing, and incarcerating our African-American families. So if your church has not received this flyer, I hope you share this information with your pastor. Men Building Men, Pastor Herman Green is the person that's sponsoring this Yellow Fourth Sunday. And it's wonderful because you can be at your own church. You don't have to go nowhere, but your church can wear yellow on Sunday, January 26th, just to show that we are uniting with the city, bring awareness against gun violence that has plagued our city. Matters of the Heart 2020, the Emmanuel Church Women's Ministry invites you to their annual Matters of the Heart, which will take place on Saturday, February 8th from 12 to 3. There's a $5 admission. And then Sunday, the 9th of February at 4 o'clock p.m., their guest speaker will be Dr. Tony Alvadero from Atlanta, Georgia. This is hosted by First Lady D'Angelo Wells and the Women of Emmanuel Church. We want to encourage you to mark your calendars and save the date that you may be a participator of these events. Emmanuel Church is located at 1033 North Sumner Street. Pastor Sherelle, those are our announcements. I pray that we would govern ourselves accordingly and that we would enjoy fellowshipping with each other. And I'm sorry, I do have one more announcement. That's what I get for not writing it down. On Friday, January 24th, and Saturday, January 25th, at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, we will be sponsoring a praise and worship symposium. There's a $10 donation. If you are revamping your praise team, or your praise team needs some encouragement or needs some help, or you just want to intensify your own personal praise and worship, we want to encourage you to come out. We've got two awesome days of teaching the word and teaching of songs. And so we want you to come out, be with us. We are located at 3605 Northeast Mallory, Portland, Oregon, 97212. And that is on Friday, January 24th, and Saturday, January 26th. Friday night at 7 p.m., and Saturday we will start at 11 a.m. Thank you so much for the allowing us to make those announcements, and we hope to see you all real soon.
Amen, amen. We have so many things happening in the City of Roses, and we want to make sure that you do not forsake the fellowship and that you get joined together and support the events that are happening in our community. And so tonight we want to make sure that we are adhering to the things of the Lord and making the things of the Lord a priority in our life. And so tonight we have a very special guest speaker. He is not a stranger to the Light of Portland broadcast, not new to the Light of Portland broadcast. He is a very good friend of mine who has been walking with the Lord for quite some time. He is an author. He is a man of God. He is a father. He is a man that truly loves and serves God fervently. He is awesome when it comes to the expelling of the Word of God. And so I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Take out some pencil and paper and write down some notes so that you'll have something to go back to remind yourselves of the words that you get tonight, because you are truly in for a blessing tonight. Let's pray before we have Minister Anthony McKinley live on Light of Portland broadcast. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise tonight. We ask you, Lord God, that you would set our minds to hear what the Lord has to say, cleanse our ears and our hearts so that we are purified to the Spirit and allowed Him to enter in as He declares the Word of God tonight. We pray right now, Lord God, that our heart is made ready to receive the word of God. We pray, Lord God, that we would not only be hearers of the word tonight, but you would allow us to become doers of the word. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would bless the man of God that is bringing forth the word. Use him in a mighty way, Lord God, that he might bring change to those that are on the broadcast with us tonight, that they will not leave here the same way that they've tuned in, Father. We pray right now that you would bless our country, Lord God, that you would help us, oh God, to line up together, Lord God, that you would take us, oh God, and allow us to see, Lord, that you are totally in control. Father, we just pray, oh God, over each and everyone that is tuned in to the broadcast. Speak to their hearts and their minds tonight, oh God. Speak a word directly into their lives tonight, Father. We just give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in the name of Christ Jesus. And we just thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. I do have one last announcement that I want to bring to you. For Atlanta, Georgia. For those of you that have never traveled out of the country, that have never been on the soil of Africa, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle will be hosting their first annual Holy Convocation in Ghana, Africa. That will be June the 1st through the 7th. And we ask that you would prepare your tickets for Monday and then to return home on the following Monday. So if you are interested and you have your passports and you would like to go to Africa, touch your feet on the soil of where it began, you can email me at pastorpennington@gmail.com. PastorPennington@gmail.com, and I can send you additional information in regards to Holy Convocation in Ghana. Amen. So tonight, prepare your heart, prepare your mind for the Word of God tonight by the man of God, Minister Anthony McKinley. You are live on the air, Minister McKinley.
All right, thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to say it is a blessing to be able to speak at this moment. And I understand that there is a charge and a responsibility when anyone speaks before an audience, period, but especially when you speak to the members and body of Christ. And I'd like to say a small prayer before I start. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time. Be with me and use me as the words utter out my mouth. Allow them to be of your sacredness, to touch the minds, hearts, and souls, but more importantly, Lord, to convert them, because we all have fallen short of the glory of God. But redeem us through our repentance and asking of you for forgiveness, and restore us as we re-engage our lives to make ourselves better, but more so our spiritual walk stronger as we walk towards you and knowing you in a better way, as we exemplify who we are on earth as human beings and, more importantly, as believers and Christians. This is my prayer. Amen. All right, so I want to go to, I guess, the very best start, since this is my first for 2020, but it's not the first sermon for 2020, but it's mine to this audience, and it's titled New Beginning, and the relevancy is those who choose to celebrate the new year. And they have a lot of expectations, and they put a lot of challenges on themselves with these resolutions or dares or, you know, different antics to help improve themselves, their character, their life, their diet, their family, bring wealth, all these different things to say, I'm ready to do it this year. 2020 is going to be my year. And that's the going words that I hear this year already. And probably most people have already failed at that new beginnings of their life. And what I want to be able to do is dissect this and give a different mind state about new beginnings, because what I've discovered as I pondered and thought and sought out a word to speak on and to bring life to the situation of the beginning of the year, as I came up with the topic, or as the topic was revealed to me, and the verse that I am going to come out of is in Genesis 1, and I'll give a summary before I go into the reading. New beginnings does not mean starting over when it comes to God. New beginnings doesn't mean starting over. And there's so many times we want to get that sheet of paper and pen and start writing out all these things. But if we really look at it, it's the same thing you said last year, the same thing you said the year before last. And you can continuously go backwards through the history of these New Year resolutions and New Year ideals and New Year concepts. And if you look at that paper, it's the very same thing. New Year's does not mean starting over when it comes to God. New beginning means another day to continue to dwell in what God has already appointed you. That is so important, because starting over is almost asking somebody to give you a new slate. And the reality is, God doesn't start over. God continues to bless us. God continues to give us life. And every day that God gives you life is a continuation for you to work on yourself, to work on your spiritual development with God, to work on building better relationships, and, as we like to say, to right some wrongs. But it doesn't mean you get a new slate, because if you really think hard, we're actually trying to do something we've been trying to do for a while. And we just feel like this is the time to say it because it's the beginning of the year. So what I want to do is remind you of what God has already placed in you from the beginning of time, before you were even born, before you were conceived, before you were brought into this world, before you learned how to walk, before you learned how to talk, before you graduated from high school, before you worked your first job, before you were a thought in the physical flesh, God already had a plan for you. And you have partaken in that plan, and sometimes we just lose sight. So I just want to go over in Genesis 1, that in Genesis 1 and verse 12, it says that in everything, and at this point, God has announced, according to the Bible, all the things that God has created. I mean, from the cows to the trees to the water to the sky to the heavens. He has went over all of this, and he has done a check off. In verse 12, and he said that everything that I have created was good. That right there is enough for anybody who's going through some troubled times, that life within itself as a creation without you already has been set aside to be considered good. Although it looks trying because things happen in our environment. So the environment on the earth was at a good state of being. There was no chaos, in other words, going on. God said, this is good. And then if we move along in Genesis chapter 1 and move toward verse 26, now this is when God really, really, really begins to move into what am I getting ready to do. And we see that right before 26 when God is talking about let us make man, you know, and because God has realized that he has made the cattle, he has made everything up on the earth that creepeth, but something is not quite finished. Something is incomplete about this picture. Yes, there's no chaos, but something is not quite finished with this creation. And so God, in verse 26, says, let us make our image after, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And that's interesting, isn't it? Let us make man in our image. Interesting. The image of God is a superior state of being. The image of God is a super thought. The image of God is omnipotent. The image of God is abundance. The image of God is creative power. The image of God is empowerment. The image of God is impressionable. The image of God cannot be duplicated unless it's by God and God's demand and word. And so God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Now, this is interesting because man at this point is poor, and we'll see it as we continue to read in this verse. And in the plural sense, it's male and female. And at this point, everything is in place, and there's no chaos, at least from what we understand, because God says it is good. And most of the time when we think of chaos, we think of something that has been unorderly, something that is it's going astray, or something that is crazy, something that isn't fit, something that's just not right. But we don't think of it in the sense of together. But when we think of it, the word good, that everything is together. But in this verse, it says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let him have domination over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and all the cattle of all the things upon the earth. This is interesting. So God creates this male, this plural, male and female, to have dominance, to have dominance. Interesting. Because a lot of us don't quite understand what that means. I know I didn't for a long time until I read it, researched it, looked up the word, and then it was brought to my attention afterwards. But when we are to have dominion or dominance over something, it is meaning that you should have some form of control and order, and that it belongs to you. There's a sense of ownership in this. So let's remember that. that the things of the earth we are supposed to have dominion or dominancy over that's pertaining to earthly things. You know, a lot of us want to be an entrepreneur. Some of us just want to work a job. But everybody wants one thing, a house. Everybody wants a place to live. And some of us have houses, some of us have apartments, some have condominiums, and that's just one material thing that we just want to have dominion over. And sometimes in this image of this materialistic world, we tend to forget having dominion over ourselves. Somehow we tend to forget putting ourselves first out of the flesh, but moving into a godly understanding of spirituality. And we begin to want so much earthly things that we forget about the spiritual things. And sometimes we forget to appreciate ourselves, because material things can limit us to a material value. Spiritual things lift us up, ignites us to a spiritual value, which is the highest type of value unto God. For those who love the Lord can only worship the Lord in spirit. So sometimes we need to evaluate what's going on in our life, because if we're not careful, the things that you're having dominion over may not be what's good for you. So therefore, when we think about good and having dominion, it may not be flesh that you have to have dominion over. It may be self, meaning your spiritual guidance, your spiritual life, your spiritual relationship, the sacrifice and meditation and supplication of time that you give to the Lord, because there's something more than physical, earthly dominions or dominancies to have. And so we have to be careful and mindful of these things as we're moving forward. And I just want to say that to you, because when we move into verse 27, it said, so God created man in his own image. Image meaning spiritual. God has, in the physical, have not done it, but he has done it in the spiritual sense. God is an image of spiritual superiority. The image of God created him, male and female, he, them. Interesting. So, God, in the spiritual sense, gives us this type of creativity as well as this type of power to have over physical things. Fleshly things. But because we are of a spiritual nature, in God's first thought of creation, we are more superior in our spiritual nature than our flesh. And sometimes we just forget about that. And sometimes that's what causes us, as the old would say, to fret, to stray, because we lose sight of the value of who we are and whose we are and who we belong to in the spiritual sense of the word God. And so therefore, we're constantly searching and seeking and striving and redeveloping and rediscovering and want a do-over slip, and I want to do another New Year's resolution, and I want to get a new slate, and I'm going to do it up. But we forget that it's the very same thing that we wrote 5, 10, 15 years ago. So it's not a new beginning. It's a continuation when it comes to God. Because you cannot get yesterday back, no matter what you do. You cannot lasso it back like you can cattle to get in line. You cannot go backwards to start forward. It's very much impossible to do. God continues to show grace and mercy on us each day. But what we do have is every day that we are blessed an opportunity to do something. What is it that we were supposed to do? God gives us this thought that we are supposed to have dominion over the fish, the cattle, the fowl, the air, and have dominion and dominancy over the earth, earthly things. But they're not supposed to be higher than our spiritual. And I just wanted to throw that in there. But if we continue to read, it says exactly what we were supposed to do in the beginning. We were supposed to be, and we are to be, fruitful. And this is in verse 8. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. I'm going to stop right there before I say the next three words. We are supposed to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Now, history has a peculiar way of clarifying what that means, because replenishing and multiplying and be fruitful from the biblical perspective comes from a pure sense of the word. And this, to some people, can be a very tragic thought, not in the sense of a biblical understanding, but in the sense of when we talk about starting over because I was afflicted. You know, some we think of the word fruitful and multiply, having a family and having children. And in today's society, it doesn't look as clear cut as that. It's I have children and I hope to get a family. It's I have a family and I have a child. And sometimes because of these pains of today, it's hard for us to always fully engage this scripture, especially the way it sometimes is presented to us. Because how can I move on and move forward when I'm hurting because I am replenishing the earth through childbearing? I have this child. How can I move forward with these things? So what we have to find ourselves doing is understanding, and this is the hard place, that God said that everything that is created is good. And when we have hardships, because we're going to have hardships, both men and women, but in this particular subject, it's harder for women. And we have to be considerate and sensitive to this. And so what I am saying, if this has ever happened to anyone unwillingly, and you have children that are not always favorable to how you wanted this child, find a way to love. Love that child. Love through the pain, because that child, no child is born on its own free will. And we have to do that. And I don't want to emphasize, because that's another topic and another sermon within itself based on healing. But I want to make sure that we understand that there are going to be challenges, in other words. And all of this is not going to be easy. It's not easily mapped out as I go through my bullet points and emphasize certain points of constructs and give it content and verses based out of the Bible. It's not that cut and dry. And I know this from years of experience in the ministry as well as counseling. But I do want to encourage everyone who feel that way, that love conquers everything. I know it personally. I know friends who have experienced it. So it's important to say that, okay? Because I don't want to offend somebody if I just hit on it and move and not address it, okay? So we are to be multiply. We are to multiply, be fruitful, and replenish the earth. Now, the next word, the next three words, it says, and subdue it. Now, in case you don't, those who because you're in a joyous moment and your mind is just into the spirit of things, whether it's with family and friends and you just got on the air and your mind just kind of gives a lapse of what it is, I want to go ahead and define what the word subdue means. It means bring under control. Here's another word that gives a different impression of what's going on. So God is saying to us that we are, everything that God created before he created the man was good. Then he said, I create a man and woman to subdue and have dominancy. In other words, to have control. We are supposed to keep things under control. And that's hard when you're in a world that's full of, it appears sometimes, more sinfulness than spirituality. It's hard to be in a situation when there's chaos and you have no control of it. How can you subdue it? How can you put it under your control when it's out of your control? How can we do this? Well, this is why the concept of this ideal of starting over with a New Year's resolution is for, because this comes about because we feel like we've lost control of our life last year. And I really wanted to stay focused, and I really wanted to obtain that job, and I really wanted to finish school, and I really wanted to be there at my child's graduation, and I really wanted to open my own business, and I really wanted to be elevated in the church, and I really wanted to be a minister, and I really wanted to be a mentor, and I really wanted to be a better father, and I really wanted to be a better mother. I really wanted to write my brother who's in jail. I really wanted to visit my cousin. I really wanted to build a relationship with God stronger in 2019, but I didn't. And because it's 2020, January, the beginning of the new year, I have the opportunity to start it over. Well, proceed. But the reality is, you're not starting over. It sounds good, but what you're doing is you're continuing on this journey. And this journey has a lot of hills and some valleys. And sometimes you need to take a swim, and sometimes you feel like you're going to drown. And sometimes you walk into some situations that you're not familiar with, and sometimes you have great times and celebrations and high marks and whoa and wow moments, and sometimes all the world seems to accept you for who you are. And this is life. And that's why it's important to have the spiritual understanding of how to conquer the physical chaos. The importance of having dominion and having things in order. Because it's already good, but you have to do the work. You have to do the time to put in so you can get the results that you want. And so you have to put in the time. And that's much important, very much important to you, to me, and everyone else. And I want to go ahead and move further in this as we, what they say, dig a little deeper. And that was in verse 28. Now, the last thing before moving on is God wants us to be healthy. And in today's society where Popeye's got the best chicken sandwich out here, had a chicken sandwich. I seen the Whopper had a four Whopper challenge. And you see all of these different things as challenges in this world. But the original recipe, the original diet, had nothing to do with cows, pigs, or anything. And if we read in verse 29, and God said, "Behold, I give you every herb of the seed and everything that is freely in the earth that yields seed, and every tree in which is fruit of that tree yielding seed, to you shall be for meat." Ladies and gentlemen, change your diet. I know it's hard, but God gave this for a reason. And you can go back and forth, everything after that verse, and you can challenge me on everything that the Bible says after this verse. But in the beginning, this is what God said. All right, so I got a few more points, and I know my time has expired. But when you, one of the things we have to do, the challenges come. They don't come because of God. They come because we are drawn away from being focused. And so temptations come because we're drawn away from it. And because of what Adam and Eve did in chapter 2, when they ate of the tree of good, the knowledge of good and evil, we were then giving more power of God, the choice of good and evil. We can choose to do right or we choose to do wrong, choose to do good or choose to do evil. That's in verse 22. And what this means is you're going to be tempted. If Jesus was tempted, you're going to be tempted. And the reason we're tempted is when we, one, we're being tested of our faith by ourselves, through ourselves. Because in order to be able to do something, you have to be able to prove it. You can't say I'm the fastest man out here and never race nobody. You can't say you're the best player and never play nobody. You have to prove what it is. But the temptation comes as we move toward the book of James, chapter 1. And these will be my last verse because I know time has expired. Doesn't seem like it, but I know it has. In the book of James, chapter 1, and it says in verse 12, 13, and 14, I'll read, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tired, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say that he is tempted by God, for God cannot tempt with evil, neither tempt he any man." And verse 14 is the emphasis. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn," meaning he is strayed away from his own lust and enticed. When he strays away, say, "I'm going to do this list. I'm going to do what God told me to do, and this is going to help me. This is my New Year's resolution, that I'm going to continue to do what I said I was going to do last year and a year before last, a year before last. I'm going to continue to do this." But when you stray away from that, when you're not focused, when you are not subduing under the control, when you're not dominating, when you're not in dominion over these different things in your life, you are going to stray away. And that's when you lose control. That's when you lose control. So my word for you today is the new beginnings does not mean starting over with God. It means continuing what you said you were going to do last year and the year before, and you pray to God for strength to build you up so you can continue to strive as God gives us all grace and mercy. My friends, I love you. God bless you. This is my word for you today. I hope that I've touched the minds and hearts of someone and encouraged someone to do the same, because times are hard. Times are challenging. People are straying. Be that solid anchor. Be the rock. Bring them back in. Remind them of God and the promise that God gave us. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister McKinney, for that word. Amen. And reminding us that new beginning does not mean that we're starting over, but it's a continuation of the work that God has already given for us to do. And so I thank you so much for sharing with the Light of Portland tonight. As Minister McKinney prayed in his closing remarks, that he prayed that this word tonight would help you, help us in our walk, in our continuous walk as we walk in 2020. Remember that God's mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness is new to us every morning. And therefore, we have, as Minister said, the grace we need, amen, to continue this journey, to do what God has ordained us to do, purposed us to do, and created us to do and to be. I want to say thank you to all of you for tuning in tonight to the Light of Portland broadcast. It is our prayer that because you spent this hour with us, you have received some hope, some peace, some joy, and some strength to help you in your journey. May you be blessed through the week. May God's grace be upon you, and may his face shine upon you, and may he keep you as the apple of his eye. And until we meet again, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Thank you. Have a blessed night.